Hello. Thank you for meeting with me. Were you able to get the files? Thank you! I've been so behind on assignments taking care of my little sisters. Between schoolwork and their singing lessons and their antics. Why? Oh, don't worry about it. My mom's just out of town on work, so it's been really hectic taking care of the Larva twins. Thanks so much, hon. Mr. Sarazawa is such a slave driver. Oh, by the way, I've noticed Reina has been smiling a lot more in class. I guess that's partly because of you. That's good. Oh, you two are cute together. I hope things work out well with you. Oh, no. I'm glad I was able to tell you she's maybe had a crush on you for, like, ever, before you went to give her that project. I mean, she didn't exactly make it subtle with how she kept picking on you. I know she likes to sell that tough girl persona, but I'm sure you've got to see the nice, sweet, nougaty center under all that sour. So, how much do I owe you? Wait, really? I can't possibly just have you do all that work for free. Even if I did kinda help you talk to Reina, I refuse to have a debt unpaid. No, I insist. Here. No, please. Take what I owe you. Look, come on, please. Don't make me beg, okay? Think of it as funding for a date with your new kaiju girlfriend. Reina does tend to go a little overboard during lunchtime. You're probably gonna need some extra cash for that bottomless hole she calls a stomach. How she keeps those abs with how she eats, I'll never know. Oh well. Thanks a lot for your help. And I hope things work out great with her. See ya! Those two seem nice. Hopefully she doesn't kill him with a stray shot of her atomic breath. Oh dear. What have those two gotten into now? I swear, if they've cocooned the neighbor's dog again, I'm gonna have them pay a visit to Uncle Batra. Hello? Oh, Mom! Is everything okay? Wait, you're back already? Why didn't you text me or anything? I was already getting ready to come home and watch Kriya and Priya. No, that's great. I know they missed you too. But seriously though, you should have at least notified me ahead of time when you were coming home. Caught an early flight? Mom, I know you don't expect me to be dumb enough to think you actually took a plane instead of flying home yourself. So, who was it? Wow, really? No, that's great. You deserve to get back in the game. It's been so long since Dad's gone. You deserve to be happy, Mom. Were the twins trouble? Well, outside not wanting to go to bed on time, they might have had an incident with the neighbor's dog. Otherwise, though, they were manageable. I mean, was I that crazy as a larva, Mom? What, really? I don't remember that. I'm pretty sure I never accidentally silked up anyone's car from a cold. No, I'm not remembering different, Mother. I haven't accidentally discharged my silk in years. Or ever. No, I don't still sleep with Mr. Snuggles. sorry everyone. Just bad sneeze. Go on about your day. Damn it, Mother. You made me have a bunch of eyes shift on me. Well, sorry I got mad about Mr. Snuggles. I just don't really need that getting out, okay? Why? Because Reina will probably laugh for days about that. Or worse, Gear will try and cut Mr. Snuggles up with those sickles of hers just for the fun of it. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I am a bit wound up. I guess I could use some me time. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, love you too. Maybe she has a point. But who am I gonna even hang out with anyway? Reyna is certainly gonna be busy with her human, and she still is kinda salty at me for what me and my cousin did last time at girls' night. Lucky lizard, getting a human boy toy all for herself. Oh wait, of course! How could I forget? Damn, I've been so busy watching the twins, he probably thought I ghosted him. Open up Discord. Check the DMs. Yes, he's online. And audio call. Come on, pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Hey, you. How have you been? That's good. I'm not interrupting anything, aren't I? Awesome. So, listen. Remember how you said you've been wanting to meet up? Yeah, I know I said I've been busy, but, well, my schedule has just opened up, so if you want to hang out, finally, we can. I mean, I know meeting up randos from the internet is always risky and stuff, but when we found out we're in the same area, it was a nice surprise. Although I totally get it if you don't think I'm being legit. What with how long I've been ghosting you and everything. I'm sorry about that. But the fact you don't seem to mind I'm a kaiju, and actually talk to me like I'm normal is a nice bonus. Wait, really? Hang out today? No, I'm very sure I can. Yeah. Okay, sweet. So, how about we meet up at... What place is good for you? I can meet you there, no problem. How? With my wings, silly. That's how. Did you forget mine actually work? Yeah, I'm serious. Do you need me to send you a pic of my wings again? Okay, fine. Hang on, just give me one sec. It is kind of hard to get them in frame. There. See? Told you they work. Last time I sent you a back shot with them down. Oh, I know a place that might be fun. How about that nice cheesecake factory over by the mall? All right, perfect. I'll see you there then. Yeah, I look forward to it too. It'll be nice to finally talk face to face and not through audio chat. Later. Oh, yes. A cute human who likes kaijus, and I don't have to babysit my sisters. Thank the stars. Okay, let's see. Nice cute little skirt. Got my stockings all nice. Is my neck fluff not too scruffy? Damn it, did I actually make sure to groom my antenna today? Screw it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. At least my wings are totally on point. Okay, Faye, if that uptight lizard Reyna can get a human boyfriend, you can do it too. Besides, she may call herself a queen, but what's a queen to a goddess? Okay. Enough hype. Let's get going.
Was I supposed to meet him in the back or in the front of the building? Oh no.
Okay. Just calm down. You've talked to him before on chat, so there's no point in being so nervous.
Okay. At least there's a lot of people here. Even some demi-interracial couples. So shouldn't have any problem feeling that out of place.
Huh? Oh, hey. Mom knew 75, right? Sorry about that. Sometimes the sounds just come out, you know? My cries sound cute. Wow. Thanks. So, yeah. It's me, Fluffy Wing 89. Told you I was an actual kaiju. So, yeah. If you're scared, I'll understand. I know humans tend not to want to look at bugs, so... Huh? Really? You're not weirded out. Sorry, it's just... The last few guys I talked to when I told them I wasn't human, they all assumed I was just a demi and thought I was a catgirl or something. So when I told them I was actually a kaiju, they all kinda went silent. And then when I showed them my wings, they kinda just stopped talking to me. Since you're cool with me being a Mothra, I guess we can keep talking? Awesome. Huh? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. You're right. We haven't even exchanged names yet. Hi, I'm Faye, and I'm a Mothra girl kaiju. And you are? Well, I like your name too. So, should we sit? We can catch up on stuff since we haven't chatted in so long. All right, sweet. Oh, and don't worry about paying for me, okay? I'm a big bug, so I can cover my half. Deal? All right, then. Let's find a booth. Okay. And get this. They chase the dog all over Mrs. Anderson's yard, and then... They cover it and half of her yard in their silk. She was so damn mad, she looked like she was all, "Let me speak to your manager." I mean, I was fuming mad at my sisters, because that lady is such a Karen. But I was trying my best not to laugh that her yard looked like Cloverfield jizzed all over it for an entire week. Oh man. So, that was how things on my end have been. Told you way crazier than your story. I swear, I'm actually having fun talking with you again like this. We should do it more often. I mean, you don't even mind the snorts and my random sounds I make either. Oh, I got it. Remember that question you asked before I stopped talking? Yeah, that one. What's the biggest kinky thing you're into? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kinda wanna know. I mean, it's cool if you don't want to. I totally get it. Kinda putting you on the spot. Oh, fuck a demi, huh? So, does a kaiju not count? Well, I'm glad it does. My kink? Well, I really, really like getting hit and tied up. Yeah, like spanking and whipped. So, what are you gonna do now there, Humi? Wanna maybe get out of here? I know a place we can go. Nobody will bother us. Okay then, let's just get out of here. Okay, we're good. No, don't worry about it. I told you we're cool. It's just my cousin's vacation home. They rarely use it anyway. So hey, come here. I've been wanting to do this the entire car ride. I can still taste the cheesecake. Yummy. Show you my wings. Sure thing. But how about you sit there on the couch and I show you something better? No peeking. Good thing my wings are so big I can hide the good stuff. Thanks, sweetie. How about I give you a closer look, though? Here, touch my neck fluff. Oh, it feels so good. That's it, baby. Just keep stroking it. Enjoy how soft it is in your fingers. How about I tickle your neck with my antenna? Oh, I like how you're shivering from that. Hey, can you do me a favor and, spank me? Yeah, just spank me. Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. But can you do it again, please? Harder? Oh, fuck yeah. Make it sting, baby. I've been such a bad little moth. I've been so bad, and I need to be disciplined. Oh, suck your cock? Yes, sir. Whatever you want. Just make sure I behave, please. You're so hard and eager, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'll be good and stop talking. So good. Thank you, sir. These nice packed balls look so heavy, sir. Do you want me to take care of you here? So full. All for me? Your cock is still so tasty, sir. Pull my antenna, please, sir. I want to please you. Yes, pull them, sir. Make me take it deep. Let me taste all of you. Put it down my throat. Thank you, sir. It's so good. I can feel your cock throbbing. Ah. come for me, sir. Please reward me for being a good moth. Shoot it down my throat. I took it all, sir. Every drop. So, so good. Ah! Oh, sir. Yeah. Toss me around, please. Oh, fuck yeah. Spank me again, please. Please, sir. Yes. More, more, please, sir. Oh, God, yes. One more time, please, 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 please. Oh, yes, sir. Mark my ass up some more. Make it hurt. Oh. Oh, sir, tying my hands back. Have I been bad again? I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to make a mess on the floor with my juices. Sucking your cock and your spanks were so good. I couldn't help it. Yes, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry I'm such a bad moth. Please fuck me and make me a good girl. I promise I'll be a good girl, sir. I'll be your good girl. Oh. Please, sir. Please fuck me. I want it so bad, sir. Please. Please fuck me from behind. Please. You feel how wet I am with your fingers. How much I need you. Please, sir. Please. Oh. Yes. Thank you, sir. You're stretching me so much, but I'll squeeze you tight because I'm your good girl. I want to be your good girl. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, deeper, sir. Please pull my wings too. Scratch my thighs. I don't care, sir. Just use me, please. Just fucking use me with your wonderful human cock. Please, sir. Yes. Oh, yes, more. Punish me more, sir. Spank me, fuck me, scratch me. Please, sir, just fucking use me. Good girl, sir. Please. Please fill me up. I'll take it. I'll take it all, sir. Please, 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 please. I'm gonna come, sir. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Was I a good girl? Oh, thank you, sir. I did my best for you. Fuck, that was so good, baby. Hey, can you untie my hands? I'm feeling like having a snack. Thanks, hon. You are amazing. Anything you want for a snack? Of course, sir. Right away.